Did the fact that you had to work in a frontline dugout under conditions which obviously would not be very sanitary, did that fact, the fact that it wasn't a clean environment in which to do medical work, create any problems for the patients or for you as their doctor?
Oh, yes, I believe several people got tetanus afterwards from infection from the ground, which was carried in shelled areas, very much like it was carried in farmland during my Norwich time.
Hmm. Was that widespread, would you say?
Yes, it made it more liable to get tetanus from being, well, the ground wasn't in a very healthy state. It had been shelled over for a long time and rather septic sort of condition.